This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With 84 years now since the last time Southern California was hit by a tropical storm, preparations are underway for another Hillary, currently a Category 4 hurricane off the southern coast of Mexico, heading north due in California about Sunday night. In Santa Barbara,
almost as if it was a winter weather alert, sandbag stations have piles of sand ready, and those who need sandbags are coming in as they prepare for whatever Hurricane Hillary will send our way. The National Weather Service is tracking the path hour by hour, and the Central Coast is on the western side of the flow for now. But it's still a wait-and-see timeline, especially with something this unusual.
KEYT-TV's John Palminteri. Now to the devastated part of western Maui in Hawaii, where the latest wildfire death count stands at 114. On the ground there, CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
Community leaders in Lahaina came together Friday to express the concerns about the government's response to the wildfires and what lies ahead for their historic town.
Residents are afraid rebuilding Lahaina is on the fast track and they'll be left behind.
Give us time to heal. Give us time to close, to find closure, and be open and allow us to sit at that table.
They're also angry over how they're being treated in the fire's aftermath as they wonder what their future holds.
Meantime, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories is just about evacuated with a huge wildfire just outside the city of 20,000. Reporter Jamie Dahl of Global News.
Many of the people here lining up, wrapped in blankets and toques, waiting for word, hoping that they could get on a plane out of Yellowknife to Calgary. There's already been at least one flight that has left with a load of evacuees. And the territory says it has an extensive plan, flight schedule, hoping to get everybody out to safety.
Way south of there, wildfires are also burning in British Columbia. In the Catoctin Mountains of Maryland, Asia diplomacy at the highest level.
President Biden invited the leaders of Japan and South Korea to Camp David on Friday. It was the first time Mr. Biden hosted foreign heads of state at the Maryland retreat. A key part of the meeting focused on common security objectives, including countering North Korea and China. The three leaders discussed increased coordination for ballistic missile defense, along with plans for multi-year military exercises. Biden administration officials say they expect Beijing and Pyongyang to criticize the summit.
CBS's Willie James Inman in Washington. This is China launches new military drills around Taiwan. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.